91.5 WMFO in Medford. Al's band, Happy the Clown. I really, really liked that, Schmel.
Al? Cool. Yeah, because we definitely want to play on your show sometime.
You said that, but then you said, like, what, the guy...
But I got to get the other guy. I got to get the other guy.
You said, like, he won't do just anything. I think Happy the Clown might be too big for Crash Course for the Ravers, right?
He lives up in Salem now, and...
He just doesn't like driving down here?
I'll get him, maybe some...
We'll do something.
Yeah, we can play, and then he can crash at my place.
We got to do something. Hey, we got Darren Lee coming up next. What's it? The sports show first?
Perspective on sports and then sounds of race.
It's a Browns perspective on sports and then sounds of... What time does sounds of race? 5 o'clock. We'll be listening, Darren Lee.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Between snores, right?
Yep. Do you need a setup? Do you want me to play a song? Will you?
Put in a CD and...
Well, I was going to play a New York Dolls song while you set up, okay?
Not a problem.
All right. And then we're out of your hair. All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you, Al. We got to do this again. It's fun hanging out, man.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Right on. We'll do it again sometime. Right on. Stick around for Darren Lee. He's really cool and he's got a lot of cool stuff to say. So, yeah. Peace out. Is that what they say? Word.
hold your head. It's hot, let's go to bed and don't forget to turn on the lights. Don't laugh, this will be alright. Point towards another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read off alone. And try, try like once before, when people stared in David Johansen's eyes and scored like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay, and she'd sigh like Crystal Wunderkind and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she's got to have him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a drive in Saturday. Traded work, neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation mid this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronauts that stand ensealed by his cabinet, his crashing out with Sylvian, the bureau supply for aging men. With snorting heads, he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea that raged no more, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay, and she'd sigh like Crystal Wunderkind and turn her face away. She knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for.
It's 4:14 in the a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, September 24th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it is 4:21 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Sunday, September 24th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd like to get you involved in a sports conversation. To do that, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, it is 62 degrees outside our studio right now here in Medford, Massachusetts. And we're going to be bringing you that weather update, sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. I know that because I host both programs. So you stay tuned. That way you'll know how to dress today as you go to church and do your other things around the city. Okay, let's get into Major League Baseball is what we're talking about here on the Brown Perspective on Sports to begin with. Let's go to the National League yesterday. The Brewers 4 and the Cubs 3. That game went 10 innings. And the Cubs are having trouble trying to clinch their Midwest Division, Central Division, I guess you call it, championship. But they are still in the lead, although the Brewers are still hanging in there. The Pirates 11 and the Cardinals 6. Braves 4 and the Phillies 2. The Nationals 4 and the Mets 3. That game went 10 innings also. The Padres 5 and the Rockies zip. And the Giants 2 and the Dodgers 1. If you are a National League fan, and why don't I have that score here? Anyway, Giancarlo Stanton hit his 57th home run yesterday, but I don't have the Marlins score. Okay, we're going to have to fire someone on my staff. And that's an in-house joke since I don't have a staff. unless it's an infection. 4:23 here, and this is not a comedy show, but sometimes, hey, at this hour of the morning, levity makes it possible for me to stay on the air and awake. What's going on? Let's go to the American League yesterday. Astros 6 and the Angels 2. Yankees 5 and the Blue Jays 1. Cleveland 11 and the Mariners 4. Twins 10 and the Tigers 4. The Rays 9 and the Orioles 6. Royals 8 and the White Sox 2. And the A's 1 and the Rangers zip. In interleague play, Red Sox 5 and the Reds zip. Red Sox magic number is now 5. 5 Red Sox wins are Yankees losses, and they clinched the American League East. How about that? So all you guys who've been on John Farrell's back for all these weeks and months, get off. He's 5 games away from, 5 wins away, or losses, depending on how it goes with the Yankees, from clinching another championship. And he did get to the American League Finals last year as well. So there. I don't know why all the animosity, but that's what happens here. Boston sports writers and media get on a certain player, or and everybody seems to want to get his head, no matter how good he's doing, no matter what he's doing, no matter what his past record has been. But that's typical. I remember as a young person getting involved in sports when Ted Williams was playing here in Boston, probably the greatest hitter in modern baseball history. And some guy named Dave Egan used to write for the Herald American, which is now the Boston Herald. I guess it was the Record American then. Yeah. Anyway, he always used to be on Ted Williams' back. He won't swing at pitchers outside the strike zone. Well, Ted Williams said that if he starts swinging at pitchers outside the strike zone, the pitchers will just start extending the strike zone. And his pitch radius, then he started swinging at bad balls, and his average would go down. Hey, Ted Williams was the last 400 hitter in the major leagues. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Dave Egan, wherever you are. Anyway, the Red Sox 5 games away from clinching the American League East Division. Yesterday, Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-3, scored 2 runs, got 2 walks, hitting 268 on the season. I still think Xander Bogaerts, whoever the hitting coach is, Chili Davis, you need to tell him, Bogaerts, from my perspective, is swinging with one hand. And that's maybe good for hitting the outside and low pitches, but that takes away from his power. And maybe they aren't pitching him inside at all, so that's probably why he's doing that. But I think you could still swing with two hands on the bat before you make contact. And you generate probably just as many hits, maybe even more. But what do I know? I never made the major leagues. I never even made my high school. Well, I did make my high school freshman baseball team. Didn't make it any further beyond that, however. Brock Holt went 0 for 2. Scored a run with an RBI, two walks. He's hitting 188. It's going to be interesting to see whether Holt makes the playoff roster or not because of his low batting average, but he's so valuable as far as playing other positions. We'll have to wait and see. Andrew Benintendi having a homecoming in Cincinnati. Went 1 for 4. Scored a run with an RBI. Also got a walk. He's hitting 276. But I guess Judge is going to win the Rookie of the Year award. Although Benintendi is having an excellent year. 19 home runs, 19 stolen bases. I don't know how many RBIs, but he's up there in RBIs in the 70s at least. But hey, we have him, and we have a lot of other good young players to go along with him as well. So things look good for the future. Mitch Moreland went 2 for 5, scored a run with 3 RBIs. He's hitting 245 on the season, got his 20th home run. His batting average isn't that great. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of RBIs either, but he's been fairly clutch. And 20 home runs puts him right up there in the league as lead as far as the Red Sox team is concerned. Christian Vasquez, a surprise, surprise, surprise. Chili Davis, you got to take a bow. Christian Vasquez went 2 for 4 yesterday. He's hitting 298. He's won the catching job as far as batting average is concerned. I think Sandy Leon will still catch Chris Sale. Seems like they have some a comfortable working relationship, so you won't ruin that. And, you know, catchers need a day off here and there, especially here and there. Okay, Vasquez went 2 for 4. He's hitting 298 on the season. Rafael Devers went 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 298. And here again, they're questioning the fact that he hadn't hit a home run in quite a number of Hey, the guy's a rookie. What? He's 20 years old. Give him a break. He didn't even play a full season in AAA. And he didn't even play a full season in AA. I think what he's doing has been awesome. A tremendous talent. And they've been pitching him low and inside, and that was giving him some problem, but it seems like he's adjusted. Didn't hit a home run yesterday, but he hit a home run the day before. And he's hitting with power, hits the outside pitch to left field. You can't ask for much more than that. But here again, they're on his case because he's a little shaky in the field. He's made, I think, 11 errors already. But hey, like I said, the ceiling is unlimited as far as Devers is concerned. Young played right field yesterday. Mookie Betts, the day before, hit a foul ball off his foot. And so they gave him a day off. They should give him a couple of days off, I guess. But anyway, we'll see how that progresses. We don't want to injure it any further. Young went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 229. Here's another guy who's on the bubble as far as making the playoff roster. He just has not hit left-handers as we brought him in there to do that. Left-handed pitching, and he's way under 100, I understand, when he's up against left-handed pitchers. Good in the field, good in the clubhouse, but not producing as we thought. So it'll be interesting to see whether he makes the roster or not. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 251. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched yesterday, and since it's a National League park, he had a bat, went 0 for 3. He hasn't yet to get his first major league hit. Travis came in and pitched hit later on in the game. He went 0 for 1. He's hitting 288. Erod, however, went 7 2/3 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. He has a 3.91 ERA. Smith came in and pitched a third of an inning with a strikeout. He's not giving up a run. K Kelly pitched an inning, walked two, struck out three, has a 2.59 ERA. And like I said, the magic number for the Red Sox to clinch the American League East is now five. Five Red Sox wins, or Yankees losses, and we are in the playoffs. We're definitely in the playoffs, but we'll clinch the American League East. And I guess if things remain the same, I think they're going to remain the same, that we would be playing the Houston Astros in the first round of the American League Championship Series. What am I looking up here? I'm looking for something here, and I can't find it. Boy, I'm going to have to fire my staff. They are just not doing. They're not doing the job that's being paid to do. And if they're getting paid, I want to know why am I not getting paid. Hey, it's not in here. Well, can't help you then, folks. I'm trying to find out what Eduardo Rodriguez's record is. And I don't have those stats with me, it doesn't seem. Or if I have them, I can't find them. So what good is them? If I have them, I can't find them. They're no good. 432 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, September the 24th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back, I promise.
Research continues for better ways to detect and treat cancer. There's one very important step I would ask you to consider right now, and that is to take a good look at your diet. New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods can reduce the risk of certain cancers. And they may even help with survival. And there's more good news. A plant-based diet isn't just good for beating cancer. It can help protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. For a free brochure and plenty of delicious recipes, please visit us on the web at www.cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. This message is brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival through nutrition, education, and research.
And also by your friends here at WMFL, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. I pulled up all my stats here. I still can't find what Erod's record is for this year. So, therefore, we'll just have to let that pass. Okay, 4:36 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Brown perspective on sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going to go from here? Before we get off baseball, the Red Sox pitching staff has been awesome. First of all, Drew Pomeranz has performed far and above and beyond that which I thought he would be able to perform. I figured, 13 to 15 wins would be excellent, and he's, approaching 17 victories so far this year. And even though there's been a drop-off from Porcello in his Cy Young award-winning year of last year, he's still a credible pitcher. He got some hiccups there early in the game and some home run balls and stuff like that. But he's lost some games where he pitched fairly well, just didn't get any hitting support. So, and then we have Erod, who pitched yesterday. Pfister, in the playoffs, we may not need a fifth pitcher, starting pitcher. And the bullpen has been awesome. I don't know who's going to make it out of the bullpen because we have so many. It depends, I guess, how many regular players they're going to carry will determine who makes it because, from Kimbrel to Kelly to Smith to and now David Price pitching out of the bullpen. If we can get any more timely hitting than we got in the playoffs last year, we are going to be a team to contend with. We got to keep Dustin Pedroia healthy. Hopefully, Devers doesn't fall off. And if we get Nunez back and Betts has not had any problems with this ball off his foot, we're going to be a team that is going to be very difficult to beat because our pitching should keep us in most ball games. 4:39 here on WMFO. Okay, the Brown perspective on sports. And again, our phone number, you want to talk sports, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to college football. On Thursday, South Florida defeated Temple 43-7. And on Friday, Utah 30, Arizona 24. And yesterday, number one, Alabama, 59, Vanderbilt, zip. Vanderbilt was talking as if they had a chance to upset Alabama. I guess they won't be talking like that anymore. Clemson, 34, BC, 7. And I saw the first three periods. I didn't see all the first three, but I saw most of the first three periods of the Clemson, BC game. I was surprised it was 14-7. BC was holding their own. I said earlier, did I say that? I don't think I said it in the press. I was talking with someone else. I said, BC's out of their league. They're playing in their league, but they're out of their league. And they go up against a team like Clemson. I thought it would be like 60-0, but anyway, they got a moral victory for staying close, I guess. Oklahoma 49, Baylor 41, Penn State 21, Iowa 19, USC 30, California 20. Upset. Number 16, TCU defeated Oklahoma State, who was ranked number 6, 44-31. Washington 37, Colorado 10, Michigan 28, Purdue 10. Ohio State 54, UNLV 21. Ohio State is a highly ranked team, but from what I've seen in some of the scores that have come up so far earlier in the season, they need to improve their defense if they're going to hang with Alabama and Clemson and other teams like that. Georgia 31, Mississippi State 3. Upset. North Carolina State, who was unranked, defeated Florida State, who ranked number 12, 27-21. Virginia Tech 38, Old Dominion zip. Miami 52, Toledo 30. Auburn 51, Missouri 14. Washington State 45, Nevada 7. Louisville 42, Kent State 3. Florida 28, Kentucky 27. San Diego State 28, Air Force 24. Arizona upset. Arizona State, who was unranked, defeated Oregon, ranked number 24, 37-35. And LSU 35, Syracuse 26. I was asked sometime, why don't I provide more scores that are local, like Harvard and UConn and other teams, UMass, and I would be up all morning trying to put together all those scores. And so therefore, we stick with the top 25 teams ranked in the country, and if I get enough chatter out there, maybe I'll try and sneak in some local scores as well. Then if I do that, then someone can say, well, why don't you do some high school scores? There's a limit to what I can do with my limited budget here. Actually, my limited budget is based on how much time I have. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get all this stuff together. Give me a break. And someone said, why don't you bring your computer to the station? I carry enough stuff as is without having to bring... I do have a small tablet that I could bring, but, you know... And I could get it on my phone, but I don't have to clutter my phone with all that other stuff. And so, therefore... Especially if I have to pay for it. And so, therefore... Hey, be satisfied with what you got. Hey, if you want me to talk about Harvard or whoever else is playing locally... You call me up and we'll talk. I won't yell and tell me how the game was, and you can be my assistant for local scores or whatever. That'll take some of the burden off my back. I got enough stuff going on right now. 444 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. Streaming live, WMFO.org. I'll be back. Okay, 4:48 here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the National Football League. As you know, as a regular listener, and you are right, regular listeners, right? Yeah, I know you're a regular listener. Who would not want to listen to a fantastic program like I put out every Sunday morning? Anyway, if you're a regular listener, you know that I have this contest going on every National Football League season with my son Scott, his son Kyle, which makes him my grandson, our good friends Bill Tidwell and Kenny Butler. And I won't say that I win most of the years, but I hang in. I did win last year. I don't even remember who won the year before and whatnot. But anyway, so far we head into week 3 of the National Football League. I am in a first-place tie with Kenny. We have 22 wins and 9 losses. Kyle's in second place, 21 and 10. Bill's in third place, 19 and 12. And Scott's bringing up the rear, 18 and 13. So there. And as I always say, I try to always say, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet, don't bet. We aren't picking the odds or anything like that. We're just trying to try to determine who wins, and it's difficult enough to do that. If you try to go against the gamblers with the point spreads and whatnot, I don't think you're going to come out on top. So therefore, let me get right into my picks for week 3. I'm off to a good start. I guess everybody had the Rams over the 49ers. I said that the Rams are not an up-and-coming team as yet, but they have been beating up on the dregs of the National Football Conference. And so, therefore, I pulled out another one over the 49ers, who are not heading to the Super Bowl anytime soon. And today's games, I got the Ravens over the Jaguars. Even Flacco at half speed, half arm, half back is better than what the Jags have. I got the Broncos over the Bills. I don't think that they're really that good, and we won't be able to tell by this game either. But I was surprised by the way the Broncos pasted the Cowboys last week. I guess the Cowboys didn't get to Denver in time to get used to the to the thin air up there. I got the Panthers over the Saints. The Lion Cam will roar a little more. But the Saints defense, you know, they're extremely suspect. I got the Steelers over the Bears. My jury is still out on Steel Town also. They really haven't played anybody of any consequence. And I think that's the problem with the National Football League. They do all they can to maintain some kind of parity, but the teams with the worst records seem like they maintain. They continue to be the teams with the worst records. They just don't get out of the rut for some strange reason or other. They got the Falcons over the Lions. Could be another trip to the big dance. The Falcons seem to be roaring after their defeat by the Patriots last year in the Super Bowl. Last season in the Super Bowl. We'll see if they can keep it up. They got to meet us again during the season. So, I got the Colts over the Browns. I'm racking one up for Jacoby Brissett, who, if he can stay healthy, has a great career in the National Football League. I got the Bucks over the Vikings. The highest paid player may not play, and I understand he's not going to play. I got the Patriots over the Texans. And my advice to Tom Brady, as if he needs my advice, get rid of the ball fast, Tom. Cannon is concussed and his ankle is hurting also. What did you say? I'm not clowning around. They could be merciless. The Houston Texans have a tremendous defense, especially up front. But their offense has a lot to be considered, and they aren't being considered much. So I got the Patriots over the Texans. I got the Dolphins over the Jets. The Jets owner said that they are not tanking. So how about tubing? Or whatever. I got the Eagles over the Giants. Then the NFC East is up for grabs. I don't think the Eagles, Giants, or Cowboys may separate themselves very soon. And so, therefore, it's up for grabs. I got the Titans over the Seahawks. Unless the Legion of Boom can also score points on defense, this is going to be a long season for Mr. Wilson. He has no offensive line. And if he had an offensive line, they aren't opening up much running room for the other backs. And so, therefore, their offense has suffered. And Seahawks, to me, unless they can straighten it out somehow or other, they are not going to go. They may have trouble making the playoffs, really. I got the Packers over the Bengals. This should be a bounce-back game for the Cheeseheads. And this could be a bounce-out game for Coach Lewis. He fired his offensive coordinator, and the owner may fire him. I got the Chiefs over the Chargers, and they won't get challenged this week either. After playing a tremendous game against the Patriots, they just eked out a win last week, as I recall. And so playing the Chargers, you won't be able to tell how good the Chiefs are if they are that good. I got the Raiders over Washington, and more dancing for beast mode. Raiders, to me, are one of the major contenders, and I believe we do play them also later on in the year. When I say we, the Patriots I'm talking about. Cowboys over the Cardinals. The Cardinals haven't recovered from losing to the Patriots in the first game last year. And so the Cowboys should bounce back. And that's the Monday night game. And these are Bill Tidwell's picks. He got the Rams, the Ravens, the Broncos, the Panthers, the Steelers, the Falcons, the Browns, the Bucks, Texans, Dolphins, Eagles, Titans, Packers, Chiefs, Raiders, and Cardinals. And my hat is off to Anquan Boldin for his bold pronouncement regarding the NFL and how they should move forward with some of the actions being taken by some of the players and protests against some of the things that are going on in the country. Be back. Okay, 4:57. I gotta bring you the news if you haven't heard already about the big trade in the NBA. The New York Knicks sent Carmelo Anthony to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Knicks get Enes Kanter, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018. So now we have Carmelo Anthony, Westbrook, and Paul George at OKC. I will say this, that the Thunder now are a better team than they were when they just had Durant and Westbrook. How good are they going to be? I think they're going to have the same, because these all three of these guys demand the ball. And there's only one ball out there the last time I looked. And so therefore, it's going to be a while. And it may never happen in a situation like that where you can satisfy all of the egos, E-G-O-S, on a ball club where everybody, here again. And they don't have a commanding point guard. If they had someone that was really going to distribute the ball and he would be in control of who got the shots and when based upon who was open, that would certainly help their offense. But Carmelo Anthony, not really a defender, has not proven himself to be a defender. So will that impact them? Of course it will. Now, you have to bring into question whether the Celtics overpaid for Kyrie Irving. And since it's 4:59, we have to get off the air and get ready for Sounds of Praise. I won't be able to comment on that, but I will have that comment next Sunday on a Brown Perspective on Sports. So you tune in next Sunday. We'll be back, Lord willing, with another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have a lot of great new gospel music and top hits of the year 2017.